The landscape of travel is evolving, and hotels and resorts are responding to the demand for meaningful travel experiences by individuals on holiday and corporate and meeting event planners as well. The Hilton San Francisco Union Square incorporates mindful meetings, mindful eating, mindful being, as well as engaging guests with local nonprofit opportunities, such as helping to feed 3,000 homeless 3 meals a day at the adjacent Glide Memorial Church. Joe Licata, Community Projects Manager, Frank Manchin, Area Director of Sales and Marketing, and Lisa Rossi, Area Director of Events and Catering for the Hilton San Francisco Union Square, share their mission and passion behind the Hilton's intrinsic philosophy of giving back to the community.
It calls to me.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the heart of downtown San Francisco. And right now we're at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square, and we're here to talk about a game shift in the world of travel. We're here with
Joe Licata,
Frank Manchin,
Lisa Rossi.
Who wants to start Travel with Purpose? Joe?
Travel with Purpose is a program initiated by Hilton Hotels Corporation, which is simply a way to be mindful of travel. It involves preserving our environment, creating opportunities, and strengthening our communities. And even a casual traveler can be involved in a larger purpose.
Frank, thoughts about specifics. Say I came to San Francisco and I'm staying at a Hilton. How do I find out about Travel with Purpose, and how do you engage me?
It's a really good question. In terms of how to find out about it, our team members are extremely knowledgeable about it. But San Francisco as a destination has always been mindful about it. So whether it's research on social media, websites, or simply asking one of our team members, it is going to be extremely easy to get engaged in this program.
Some specifics. What would I do? How do I do more than just stay here?
So you can definitely do some research online, but there's also great resources through our concierge. Our concierge team, you know, usually go to them for how do I get to Alcatraz and things like that. But you can also say to them, I want to spend some time in San Francisco and I'd like to do some community give back. Or I know I'm going to be leaving some things and how do I get that to a local shelter? Or, you know, I want to plan a meeting and, you know, what are some ideas and things that have been done that we can incorporate to be good corporate citizens. So our concierge, our events and caterings team are very knowledgeable on the meeting side. But just as an individual traveler, I'd say our concierge front desk team, they're a great first start because they live in San Francisco also. And we've all sort of grown up as sort of that mindful citizen.
It's just such a brilliant idea because it's one thing to come to a city as a tourist or a visitor, but you are a tourist. And so how do you immerse yourself and connect with the local community?
Well, there are many ways to do that. Even a tourist would take a stroll down a street and not throw trash on the street. We want to protect our environment. We don't want to be wasteful. I would say that going into a hotel and anywhere we travel, but here especially in San Francisco, most of our properties here in the Bay Area, because San Francisco really does lead the country in greening initiatives, are very mindful about conserving water and energy. As Lisa was saying, there are many people who travel who want to do something other than go to a tourist destination. They might really want to engage with a local organization, say a nature preserve, or find out about eco studies. We have an amazing Academy of Sciences here in San Francisco, which is a great place to become even more knowledgeable. Being a mindful citizen, being aware of what's happening in one's community, more and more travelers want to give back. I am almost daily being asked by our concierge, Joe, we have a traveler here. She decided she doesn't want to take her coat home. Is there a place where she can donate it? Just leave it here at the hotel. We'll get it donated. Little things like that.
You know, I think sometimes it's not about how the guests can truly engage hands-on or do the difference. I think often enough it's them realizing and knowing that the hotel is doing their part in the community. And in San Francisco, that comes naturally, especially in this building. Here, it's the hotel with a heart. Because often enough, the answer is yes. What's the question when it comes to doing the right thing for our community, for our sustainability, and just researching what else we can do, whether it's the kitchen, figuring out how to utilize imperfect produce versus buying the produce that we get to shop in the grocery stores where the apples are perfect. Not every apple is perfect. So those are the little examples where, you know, I think guests truly just want to know we're doing the right thing.
Well, I think it's almost a paradox. I'm going to wind up feeling like a marketing promotional person for Hilton. I know you guys, and I've been involved with Joe in the past, and I realize that there are many things that you guys do, but you don't really talk about it. You don't promote it. You just do it. And maybe it has something to do with the intrinsic culture of San Francisco, because that's what you do here. But it seems to me that you have a fiduciary responsibility to the traveler, to the people that come here, to show them and let them know what you're doing, even as an example of something they might take back and employ where they're from.
You're absolutely right. I mean, when you think about Earth Day and we turn off the lights in the hotel, as a visitor to San Francisco, you will definitely ask what's going on and why we're doing it, right? So that's one way we can communicate it, but that's just one day out of 365.
But that's an example. You don't take out an ad the day before and blow your own horn. You guys just do it.
Absolutely. You know, I think another example would be the recycling bags we have in every single guest room. Whether guests choose to use them or not, for us it's important, and many guests do take advantage of it. And the guests that actually don't, we do go through the trash in our loading dock, and we sort that trash to make sure that, you know, the right stuff goes to the landfill, and the other stuff that needs to get recycled gets recycled. Well, that's another way guests can get involved, and they know we're doing the right thing.
Talk to us a little bit more about that sorting process and how that takes place.
I'm happy you asked about that, because that's one of the other pillars of our Travel with Purpose in terms of creating opportunity. Because Toolworks is the organization we use to do our dock sorting. And what that means is there's a sorting for recycling and composting. And Toolworks is a wonderful organization that gives opportunity to physically challenged individuals and giving them meaningful work with a meaningful wage. And they have become part of our team. They are treated as such. They feel a commitment to our hotel. We are delighted to have them with us. When we have tours on the dock, we introduce them to clients. It's part of the way we do business. And you talked a little bit more about advertising or promoting. I learned long ago that if you do the right thing and do it without a lot of promotion, people will find out. It will come back to you. And so it's simply the way we do business. It's just the right way to do business.
Puts a smile on my face, because Joe and I have been at this hotel for a long time, and it's interesting because we were doing this before it was even being talked about, before being green and being good corporate citizens. That was just the way of this, you know, the Hilton San Francisco and now Park 55, that was the way you existed in this city. And as Joe mentioned, you know, not having to really toot your own horn, it was just the right thing to do. We weren't doing it for publicity. It was just every team member felt like this is how we need to operate and be just good people. And it made us feel good. Honestly, you get a ton of joy. I think Joe and the team are very proud to see what we've done in regards to the community and environment, and that just makes you feel good.
Sure. I mean, it definitely is part of the DNA and the culture in this building. I'll never forget the fact that Joe is the one that got a phone call from one of our hotels in the city saying, we need to get rid of 1,500 mini fridges. Can you help us? I said, absolutely, yes. And in 3 days, they were gone. And the hotel called and said, well, what do you need us to do? She said, just make sure they're at the loading dock. So, you know, someone's trash is someone else's. It has a second life. And Joe is absolutely marvelous in figuring out that, you know what, just because we feel this is maybe the life is over for a fridge, there is a second life out there for that fridge. It's not only us that know we're doing the right thing, but it's also the community that lean on Joe Licata to facilitate some of these.
And in a more mindless world, which happens, those mini fridges by 1,000 would go to the dumps, go to landfill. But that didn't happen, and they're living on in SROs. Tell us about that.
That's true, and I'm glad that Frank mentioned that, because it speaks to the generosity of not just San Francisco, but our hospitality community, and that I have had the privilege of working with other hotels and properties and helping them dispose of excess goods and supplies. And we just say it's giving them a second life and a higher purpose.
Let's turn it inside out again. I'm a vacationer here. I'm staying at the Hilton. I want to know hands-on how I can get involved.
It's a really good question again. You know, whether it's the food service at Glide Memorial serving over 3,000 meals a day to the homeless community in San Francisco, we can arrange that.
This would be something if I came to the concierge and I said, I heard about your travel with purpose. How do I get involved? They might suggest that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And we can get you over there. 3,000 meals a day is a lot, and they will welcome any help they can get. Or it's an organization called Scrap, and Joe's going to have to fill in the detail here. But, you know, you will go, and again, it's all about items that have a second life. You can help them sort through fabrics. You can help them stack, you know, poster boards in an area that, you know, is easily accessible. But it's a great organization. And, Joe, you're going to have to fill in a little bit of the detail here.
SCRAP is a wonderful organization. It's an acronym for Scroungers for Creative Repurposing of Art Products. A lot of conference leftovers and a lot of things that are left behind by meetings, like signage and name badges and notebooks and papers and pens and pencils, get picked up by SCRAP, and once a month, teachers, artists, students, nonprofits can go to SCRAP and pick up very much needed items, especially in our schools today, at no or low cost, and it's a wonderful way to give other items a second life and a higher purpose, and also the fact that there are a number of nonprofit service agencies in the area of our Union Square and south of Market, there are many opportunities for some hands-on volunteering and also ecotourism. We have a wonderful park, Golden Gate Park. There are volunteers that can go there, coastal cleanup. A number of organizations, and sometimes
it seems to me, I remember you talking about you could get involved in planting trees.
Yes, you can. There are organizations like Friends of the Urban Forest. Those take a little planning, but with a few days or even a few weeks' notice, especially when groups come to town, and many of our meeting groups, many of our organizations who come into our hotel and have their meetings and conventions here want a community service day. And that's where I have the opportunity to engage with them, find something that's going to be a meaningful opportunity for them to give back to our community.
So, yes, thank you, Joe, for introducing Meetings with Purpose. It's basically under the umbrella of Travel Purpose with Hilton. And it was really something that, you know, Hilton obviously welcomes the individual traveler, but also a large percentage, especially in our large major cities, are attending a conference, a convention, and really how Travel Purpose could be put into place for all these meetings and these attendees that are coming, and also how people are attending meetings and how they're traveling. They're away from home normally 3 to 4 days for these conferences. So how do they stay in that same pattern, that healthy lifestyle, all those things that, you know, everybody is thinking about? And so Meet with Purpose really sort of took that into account. And it talks about three different things. And it basically talks about reducing waste, talks about improving efficiencies during your conference, how to incorporate well-being as part of the event, and elevate and enhance the attendee experience. Within that, you've got mindful meeting, which is really about how do we take care of the environment during a meeting. And Joe's talked to a lot of that. How can we reduce waste? How can we look at our energy? How can you do different things to really look at how that conference is affecting the environment? Then there's mindful eating. It's all about the food, which is always my favorite part to talk about, food and beverage. And then mindful being, and that's about the attendee and their experience. And how when they travel, they're able to still really feel that energy when they come in the hotel and really keep their same fitness routine or even maybe get involved in a new fitness regimen and something exciting. So it's really about that whole experience. And it's been such a great thing because Hilton rolled this out 2015 in the Americas in a few pilot hotels, and then it expanded. And it was really something, you know, I wish I could say Hilton was brilliant and, you know, thought of this. It really came from our guests and our attendee wanting this and us really listening. And also all of us, us, I attend conferences, Frank attends conferences, Joe, our own experiences of like, when I go somewhere, I hate that for 4 days, I'm off my healthy eating, I don't feel healthy, I'm in a meeting for 8 hours sitting, and I want to fall asleep, all those things that we personally experience. So it's really listening to our attendees, ourselves as being attendees, and really coming up with some great ideas. And Hilton, you know, took the mindful meeting, the environment, doing water stations instead of water in glasses at every place setting, looking at infused water versus bottled water, you know, looking at energy savings. Can you combine some breakout sessions so that you're not, you know, have or a rehearsal room where everybody rehearses in one room? Seems very like, why would that matter? Well, imagine a typical conference has maybe 20 breakouts, a larger conference. If you have rehearsals happening in all 20, which is the speaker up front, we've got lights on, power on, air on in all those rooms versus having one rehearsal room, the speakers rotate through, you only have one room. So all those little things that you can give ideas to planners. So, you know, in regards to the meeting, mindful eating, the food, that was the most fun. And we've had crazy discussions, and Joe has been great about, you know, looking at an imperfect produce with our chef team. We have a great culinary team led by Chef Michael Vaughn here, and looking at, you know, ways that we can be sustainable and use local. And also when they're eating, what are they eating? One of the really great lunches that we did, we've done it a few times, is a eat and drink your greens lunch. And it's this idea that in front the guest sits down and they have this sort of beautiful terrarium of fresh picked greens, and then we have healthy proteins and really healthy carbs, and they sort of can create their own little bowl, and then we have a healthy green drink with some kale in it and different things, and people, one, love it. It looks great. It's fun. It's healthy. And then also there's upbeat music in it. We've done DJs in lunch. We've done DJs in breaks. We've done yoga breaks. We just did yesterday with our own teams. We did a kettlebell workshop up in the pool. It was something that we sort of tried out with our teams that we're probably going to look to offer to groups. Ways that people can really feel energized in that meeting. And you learn better, and people, you know, pay attention. And then mindful being, again, it's all about the delegate. How are there ways during a general session, maybe doing a little 5-minute stretch with a yoga person? Where are there running paths? Are there walking paths? Here, you can do the stairs. We're in Tower 1. One of the great ideas we give people, honestly, you can do the stairs, and that will be a workout. Put your Fitbit on. You're going to get the workout of your life. So what ideas can we give people so when they're here for 4 days, they really feel like they can stay in that? And also some new ideas. There's morning dance parties that are in San Francisco that we've recommended to attendees that are sort of morning raves, but they have smoothie bars and things like that that are fun and very San Francisco. So those are things that we like to do and incorporate. And what was a great opportunity for us in March, we just had the Hilton Conference. And so it was great because this was a Hilton Conference of all of the general managers, directors of sales. It's about 2,400 people, all of the Americas. And we got to sort of, you know, talk the talk. Everything from they did community projects on the first day. So it was a great opportunity for us to sort of use all the ideas that Mindful Meeting is about and put it into place.
Did you guys walk away with some cool ideas?
We did. It was fun sort of brainstorming. And what was great, I think, that Hilton enjoyed about it is that, you know, we had a ton of ideas in San Francisco already because we've been talking about this and putting things in place. But being able to execute it for 2,400 people. That's always, you know, doing it for 10 people, but doing it for 2,400 people. And I think that's what was most exciting is that all of the general managers and directors of sales for Hilton walked away with, one, that was a great experience for me as attendee, but now I have ideas how to go back to my own hotel and what can we do that we just saw in San Francisco for our own hotels and offer that to guests and attendees. And we still to this day get emails and letters, people reaching out to us. You know, we love that idea. How do we incorporate that in our hotel? And so I think that made all of us feel great because we could really, I think, give them concrete ideas. And that's the key thing. Everybody wants to do something good. Everybody wants to, you know, have a conference that's healthy. But how specifically do you do that? And we basically gave them sort of a roadmap and a toolkit to say, this is how you do it.
Frank, bringing it full circle, it's one thing to come and experience something as a corporate event attendee, but then how do you wrap it into your own life and bring it home with you?
I think that's one of the reasons we travel, right? So would you actually attend a meeting, you know, in San Francisco, or would you go on a vacation? You know, it's the experiences you take back home. And, you know, the experiences you adopt back home are the ones that truly mean something to you, whether that's you know, charity work, or whether that's a fitness class or fun run or the yoga balls that were made available in the back of the general session instead of the, you know, the usual banquet chairs to maintain posture and energy. You know, every time we travel, you know, personally, and I think for everyone, we take away, whether it's the cuisine or the exercise or a personal experience, and we can incorporate that into our own personal life, whether it's diet, fitness, or just an incredible experience you'll never forget.
Have you guys ever received feedback from people who have attended?
Absolutely. The feedback is pretty consistent, whether we do small meetings, large meetings, meetings on a budget, or meetings that have a huge budget, it doesn't matter. We set the bar very high. Lisa and the team and the hotel team, they truly customize that experience. Being the largest hotel on the West Coast, known as a group hotel, you know, we take that responsibility extremely serious to think outside of the box, raise the bar, and make sure that, you know, everyone else, not only on the West Coast, but nationwide, maybe internationally, can refer back to, wow, the meeting they just did at the Hilton San Francisco Union Square or the Park 55 was unique. You know, how do we copy that? I mean, we're not shy to share our secrets. It's bragging rights. But we'll also ask somebody else if we know that they've done something great. We'll reach out.
Well, it's always been wonderful, and it's very rewarding to get a message from someone who has attended a conference or a meeting here and taken part in some community endeavor. Those opportunities that really put us in touch with our humanity and make us empathetic with everyone. Volunteering is something that a person does in a place they wouldn't ordinarily go with people they wouldn't ordinarily be associating with. But when we have a volunteer experience, we find out that we're all the same. We all have the same hopes and dreams and desires. And being able to work with a group, give back to a group, work with children, work with elders, work with the different community endeavors that support and give people dignity. Doing this with compassion is very rewarding. And I've had the opportunity to hear from people who have done such a community event and said that they were looking for a similar experience back home. Getting back to the travel with purpose, we talked about all the little things that one can do and how we help the traveler. Think of something as small as the soap in your hotel room, the shampoo in your hotel room. Often people think about this when they're shampooing their hair, maybe just once, and they put that little bottle of shampoo back on the shower ledge, and they've only used the hand soap maybe four or five times, and there's still some soap left. We harvest every one of the partially used soaps and amenities. Those get collected. Those get then reprocessed, sanitized, and put into larger bars of soap that go all over the world where there is a tremendous need for hygiene products. So that's one small thing, but it has an enormous effect on communities everywhere.
So one of the things within the mindful eating and talking about the food is there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that Chef Michael and his culinary team do that may not be something that guests know about but are key, because you can imagine you're doing meals for 1,200 people, breakfast, lunch, dinner, breaks for 4 days. That is a lot of food and a lot of preparation. And Chef Michael has really been mindful of using everything. And we're talking from a zucchini, ensuring we're using every piece of it, to using in stocks, using if we're, you know, we have a whole chicken that we're using, are there ways that we can incorporate into bone broth, right? Bone broth is a very healthy thing that people are very excited to have, actually, even in their coffees right now. So his team is really making sure that we have pretty much zero waste. And whether it's using it for events or using it in the restaurants or using it in our own team member restaurant, you know, we have obviously team members that we're taking care of. They are very aware of making sure that everything that they purchase, there is zero waste from that. And, you know, also, you know, being mindful of the different ways people are eating. Obviously, you know, back in the day, you know, you have people who are vegetarian or vegan. Now we have a lot more people who are just naturally choosing to be not eat gluten or not eat meat on every day. So you can do meatless Mondays within the restaurants and urban tavern and have some great vegetarian entree options. And it's exciting to see what they can do with things like cauliflower, which I am now in love with cauliflower based on Chef Michael sort of doing some really, really cool and creative things with it. But you know, it's giving education to the consumer about ways that they can go back and implement that in their own diet. And also, you know, up in Cityscape, obviously, you know, it's a great view. We have some great food offerings, but also they're actually very light offerings. If you look at the options that we offer up here, very helpful options. So as you're having that cocktail looking at the view, be mindful that you don't maybe want a heavy type of food. And I think that's something that Chef and his team have done a great job in. And also giving back to communities. You know, I think that any food that we're not utilizing that might be left over from a group, we're constantly working with Food Runners or Glide. That's something Chef and Joe are in constant contact with. And you see that all behind the scenes. And it's not something a customer has to even ask us for. That's just our standard on a normal day that we're looking at opportunities of making sure we're not being wasteful. And then also, if we do, for whatever reason, have leftover food product, how can we get that to those that are in need?
Joe, talk for a moment about Food Runners. That's a great story.
Yes, Food Runners of San Francisco is an organization that's been around for 35 years. It was created by Mary Risley, a chef. She had the Tante Marie Cooking School and still does a private chef culinary training. And it is almost totally run by volunteers. It's an organization that picks up excess food from businesses, restaurants, and hotels. Food Runners is here every day picking up leftover items that were simply not consumed the evening before in our restaurant, our urban kitchen. So we may have a pickup of, say, several boxed sandwiches, pastries, salads, entree salads, side salads, fruit cups, varying amounts that are picked up every day and sent over to churches and shelters and feeding programs. When we have larger events, as Lisa was saying, we work a lot with Glide Memorial Church, and their volunteers come and pick up the excess food, take it over to Glide. They serve three meals a day, so we know that the food that our guests are eating are going to be served to the community the same day. So making sure that as much food as possible gets donated, viable food is donated. As Lisa was saying, our chefs, our culinary departments are doing a wonderful job in terms of eliminating as much food waste as possible. And I'm very proud of the fact that Hilton Hotels Corporation is working with the World Wildlife Fund on this issue because, as we know by reading reports, seeing shows on NPR, articles in National Geographic, over 40% of all the food that is produced is wasted. And that's way too much food that's not going to the people who need it.
So Travel with a Purpose, it's a program that Hilton has, and it's absolutely core to the DNA of Hilton Worldwide. When you look at a company of our size and scale with 5,000 hotels in over 100 countries, nearly celebrating our 100th anniversary, you know, it is crucial that we do not lose sight of, you know, who we are, and we keep pulling that through every single day. Travel with a Purpose for us is more than just bricks and mortars. You can get lost otherwise. It's the culture. It's what we live by every single day. And it's basically treating our guests like family. You know, in California, for example, we're putting the fun back into travel as well with meaningful experiential travel. And just one of the examples is the California road trip, where our California Hiltons from San Francisco all the way to San Diego with Anaheim and Santa Barbara in between have teamed up to create kind of a road trip from San Francisco to San Diego or halfway, whichever way you want to do it. It's very flexible to travel that way and experience the great state of California. And just to close it out with, in terms of travel with a purpose, our founder, Conrad Hilton, I think he said it best, it's to fill the earth with light and warmth of hospitality. You know, we erase borders, basically, with hospitality. And the Travel with Purpose platform brings it home on a daily basis.
Joe, before we go, parting story.
Well, this happened a few years back. but it speaks to how Frank was talking about what someone might discard would be another person's treasure, one man's trash, another one's treasure. And in this instance, going back to travel and meetings and conferences, and the items that people will receive and are gifted with when they are traveling. And sometimes these items simply can't make it home because of their size, because of luggage restrictions, and simply because people get a lot of things that are wonderful, but they simply have no need for them, so they stay behind. And we have the opportunity to donate those items. One of the agencies we work with is the Child Protective Agency here in San Francisco. This is a group of social workers who work with the police department and other social services, and they are responsible for making sure that children who are in unsafe or abusive conditions are taken away from those settings. Even our team members get involved with donations to this agency. Children's clothes. Children outgrow clothing so quickly that I have wonderful donations coming from our team members, from their own children and grandchildren, of gently used clothes or never used clothes, shoes, toys, books. So we make sure that these make their way to Child Protective Services and other agencies where children are being held safe. One of the most impactful donations that I ever received, and I didn't think that much about it at the time. There was a program on PBS about Barney. It was the big purple dinosaur, and kids everywhere loved Barney. So here a conference attendee was gifted with an enormous life-size dinosaur, practically life-size dinosaur. The thing was about 5 feet tall, and huge purple stuffed animal. They said, do you think you can find a home for this? And I thought, oh my goodness, what a place to give it to, the Child Protective Agency. And I was so excited about the fact that they could possibly pick it up and put it in the reception room where children are taken and have a chance to relax and sit down and have a chance to talk and catch their breath, because usually they're taken out of pretty serious situations. About 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from one of the social workers, and this story has touched my heart so much. They had to remove a 12-year-old and a 2-year-old girl from an unsafe situation. And the little baby was just traumatized by this. They were picked up. She was clinging to her older sister. She was still inconsolable, crying and screaming when they brought her into the reception area. They couldn't quite calm her down as much as they tried, so the older sister brought her in and was holding her, and all of a sudden the little girl looks up, and here is this Barney doll sitting in the corner of the room. She jumped out of her sister's arms and she ran over to Barney. And she jumped Barney's lap. And that calmed her down. I have never forgotten that. I have never taken a stuffed animal for granted after that. This happened years ago, and it still affects me. So for parents and grandparents and those stuffed animals that your children cling to, if they're still gently used and you don't have a place for them, any place where children are taken to be held safe is a good place to donate them, because believe me, even from infants to 17-year-olds, 17-year-olds who are part of Child Protective Services would all love to have a stuffed animal to claim, too. Thank you.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great. What a great day talking about things that are good. I could do that every day.
Frank and Joe, thank you guys so much for sharing. What a wonderful morning in San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You know, I think Frank and I, we weren't born here. We didn't grow up here, but I think I can speak for both of us when I say this, that we truly love San Francisco. We truly love the beauty and the heart and soul of this city.
Frank, to learn more about Travel with Purpose in Hilton.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're interested, go to hilton.com and search for Travel with Purpose, and you'll find it.
At any Hilton.
It's worldwide.
Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
As a postscript, Joe Licata was the recipient of the prestigious 2017 Peter Goldman Award for Excellence, bestowed by the Hotel Council of San Francisco. The award celebrates Licata's 22-year history as Hilton San Francisco Union Square's Community Projects Manager, a role that has allowed Licata to actively support hundreds of nonprofit organizations, community groups, and arts programs in San Francisco and around the Bay Area. Licata also co-founded and manages the Hotel Nonprofit Collaborative, a network of San Francisco hotels and businesses that has donated more than 500,000 tons of supplies, furniture, and equipment that would otherwise have wound up as landfill. Licata has also been a longtime, steadfast advocate for environmental issues at the Hilton, from energy efficiency to water conservation, recycling, and food recovery for redistribution to neighborhood organizations. In her spare time, Licata is also the Director of Education for the Green Meetings Industry Council of Northern California and a docent at the Fine Arts Museum of San Francisco.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.